Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. I had a late-ish night last night at a screening for the new Natalie Portman film Jackie, so I'm on my own for today's episode. In the film, Portman plays Jacqueline Kennedy in the days following the assassination of her husband. Portman, who has long been a favorite of mine, is spectacular, and last week she won the Critics' Choice Award for her performance, and she has also been nominated for a Golden Globe, which will be announced in January. James and I will be back for what we think will be our final episode until after Christmas, tomorrow. Okay, first up, yesterday morning I opened the chocolate bar that is the internet and found a golden ticket in the form of the full casting for the upcoming Broadway premiere of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory musical. We already knew that Tony winner Christian Borle would be playing the mercurial, reclusive chocolatier Willy Wonka, but yesterday we found out that in the process of transferring from the West End, some of the children in the show have aged enough to be, well, adults. In fact, all of the children in the show, save the eponymous Charlie, will be played by adults. Unsurprisingly, this has created quite a bit of consternation in the theatrical message board and Twitter spheres, but if nothing else, the cast looks fantastic. Tony winner John Rubenstein will play Grandpa Joe, obviously not a child, and Emily Padgett will play Charlie's mother, Mrs. Bucket. F. Michael Haney will be Augustus Gloop. Emma Pfeiffer will play Veruca Salt, and Jackie Hoffman, not playing a child, but she will play Mike TV's mother. Charlie will be played by the trio of boys Jack Ryan Flynn, Ryan Faust, and Ryan Sell. Apparently you had to have the name Ryan in your name just to get an audition. We will have a link in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com to the full cast list, but this is a really interesting decision, considering that the child roles are cast age-appropriately in the original incarnation in London. However, earlier this year, director Jack O'Brien and company held two workshops, one in which the children were played by children, and one in which the children were played by adults. At the time, Jackie Hoffman tweeted about being a part of the workshop, and just assumed that given her luck, she would be passed over, and that the show would stick to the conventional casting idea. But apparently not. Clearly, the creative team thought that this approach would be the best option for the show's potential in New York, and while it seems odd that Charlie will be the only young character played by an age-appropriate actor, I, for one, am willing to give them the benefit of the doubt considering this collective creative team's track record, especially together. What do you all think? Send us your thoughts at Broadway Radio on Facebook and or Twitter. I know that this is a very polarizing topic, so we'll see what everybody thinks. Last week's Broadway grosses came down just a smidge after the impressive previous week, dropping about $816,000 or 2.6%. Part of that discrepancy is that while the two previous weeks saw the same number of shows on the boards at 32, as we mentioned yesterday, The Present only played one performance, where in the previous week Heisenberg played a full eight before closing. The Present did a pretty impressive 151K in that first preview performance. However, despite the overall decline, we did see something happen that we don't often see, and that is that Hamilton, The Lion King, and Wicked all turned in receipts north of $2 million. They were followed by an impressive nine other shows in seven figures: Aladdin, The Book of Mormon, Jersey Boys, The Front Page, Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, School of Rock, Matilda, Dear Evan Hansen, For the First Time, and Paramore. La Liaison d'Anjou, In Transit, and The Encounter were the only shows to gross less than $450,000 while playing more than a performance. On the whole, having 16 shows in the red the week before Christmas isn't ideal, but considering the highs of the week before, that isn't too terrible. Now for some show and casting news. Yesterday, the Roundabout Theatre Company announced a complete cast for the upcoming production of Stephen Levinson's new play, If I Forget. Daniel Sullivan will direct a cast led by TV star Kate Walsh. Joining her will be the always fantastic Jeremy Shamus, Larry Bergman, Maria Dizia, Tasha Lawrence, Seth Steinberg, and Gary Wilmes. If I Forget is a sharply funny, unflinchingly honest new play about the stories we choose to believe, the compromises we can't avoid, and the hurt only our nearest and dearest can inflict. In the final months before 9/11, liberal Jewish studies professor Michael Fisher has reunited with his two sisters to celebrate their father's 75th birthday. Each deeply invested in their own version of family history, the siblings clash over everything from Michael's controversial scholarly work to the mounting pressures of caring for an ailing parent. The show begins performances at the Laura Pels Theater on February 2nd and is scheduled to run off-Broadway through April 30th. Also announced yesterday was that Gabriel Ebert and Christopher Sears will be joining Harvey Fierstein in the Public Theater's world premiere of Gently Down the Stream by Martin Sherman. The show begins previews on March 14th and has already been extended 1 week through April 23rd. In the play, Firestein plays Bo, a pianist expat living in London, who meets Rufus, an eccentric young lawyer, at the dawn of the internet dating revolution. After a life spent recovering from the disappointment and hurt of loving men in a world that refused to allow it, Bo is determined to keep his expectations low with Rufus. But Rufus comes from a generation of gay men who believe happiness is as much their right as anyone else's, and what Bo assumed would be just another fling grows into one of the most surprising and defining relationships of his life. Finally, in this section, yesterday it was announced that Broadway regular Joe Cassidy would be taking over the role of Cal for Eric Anderson in the Broadway musical Waitress from January through February 12th. Anderson will return to the role on Valentine's Day, no word yet on what is necessitating Anderson's temporary departure. Also yesterday, we learned that NYC & Company, New York City's official destination marketing organization, announced its new Nonstop NYC Winter Campaign that includes returning promotions NYC Restaurant Week, NYC Broadway Week, and NYC Off-Broadway Week. Not exactly sure why they needed to include NYC in the names of those last two, but oh well. They also announced the first ever NYC Attractions Week. Broadway Week, which really isn't a week, will run from January 17th through February 5th, and Off-Broadway Week, also not a week, will run from February 27th through March 12th. Deals for the two theater-specific weeks, in quotation marks, include two-for-one tickets and other discounts. NYC Attractions Week will offer great value with two-for-one admission to popular attractions, tours, culture, and performing arts at more than 70 participants across all five boroughs. Sales for all four of the programs begin on January 5th at nycgo.com/nonstop, and no, I do not believe that this is a hint that Hamilton tickets will be included in Broadway Week. In a new interview with NBC's Al Roker for the Today Show, 91-year-old song and dance icon Dick Van Dyke confirmed that he is in discussions to make a cameo in Disney's upcoming movie musical, Mary Poppins Returns. Van Dyke said, quote, "I think they want me to come in as the old banker and sing a little song and do a little dance, which I'd love to do." He continued, "I think Julie," obviously meaning Andrews, "may be in it too." The Tony winner also discussed the film in a new Hollywood Reporter article, and we will have links to both in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. But this story gets me thinking. If Dick Van Dyke can make an appearance in a Mary Poppins sequel, can't he also appear in a live production of Bye Bye Birdie, maybe broadcast nationally on a major over-the-air broadcast network? Huh. Just think about it. Finally, I want to share a clip of one of the latest guest stars to stop by Too Much Tuna, the cable access show that's featured prominently in Oh Hello on Broadway. Joining Gil Faison and George St. Geegland, played by Nick Kroll and John Mulaney, they have a guest come in, we've told you about this before, blah blah blah. One of the most recent ones, and we've got a video to share with you, is the fantastic Tony winner Annalee Ashford, who will be returning to Broadway in the spring as Dot and Marie in Sunday in the Park with George opposite Jake Gyllenhaal. In the clip, she talks about the go-to restaurant in Denver, Colorado, where she grew up for all big events, including birthdays. It's really hilarious. And as I've said before, Annalee Ashford is just the most infectiously excitable and adorable person you can ever imagine. So check out that clip. All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And subscribe to Sound Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Yesterday, Jen and I released our episode looking at our favorite and least favorite pop culture Christmas traditions. We also did reviews for movies The Arrival, Moana, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them or something or other, and La La Land. We also played a game of Show and Tell. We will also have a Listapalooza episode coming out later this week in which we count down our top 10 favorite movies that premiered before 1970. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.